بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي هدانا بالكتاب المبين وأنزل علينا القرآن الكريم بلسان عربي مبين، والصلاة والسلام على النبي الصادق الأمين محمد بن عبد الله رسول الله خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. فيقول الله سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل: ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. وقال تبارك وتعالى: إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. وقال تعالى: ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لكل شيء شرفا يتباهون به، وإن بهاء أمتي والشرفها القرآن. We say ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. We say welcome on behalf of Madrasa Tajweedul Quran, the Institute for Quran and Qira'ah. On behalf of its principal Qari Qasim Mutala Sahib Damar Barakatuhum and the Asatiza, we have Mawlana Muhammad Desai, Mawlana Ishaq Muhammad, Mawlana Huzaifa Mutala, Hafiz Muhammad Kovadia, Hafiz Farooq Randhiri Sahib and Qari Sahib himself, Qari Qasim Mutala Sahib Damar Barakatuhum. We welcome all our brothers, especially the parents, the Musallis, for this first Jalsa of theirs. Alhamdulillah. To commence, we have Hafiz Muhammad Mutala, the HIF student, Ibn Qari Qasim Mutala, inshallah. Faddal.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, qumil layla illa qalila, nisfahu aw inqus minhu qalila, aw zid alayhi wa rat للقرآن ترتيلا. إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا. إن ناشئة الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوى مقيلا. إن لك في النهار واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا. واصبر على ما يقولون واهجرهم هجرا جميلا. وذرني والمكذبين أولي النعمة ومهلهم قليلا. إن لدينا أنكالا وجحيما وطعاما ذا غصة وعذابا أليما. يوم ترجف الأرض والجبال وكانت الجبال كثيبا مهيلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العظيم.
We say mashallah to the young Hafiz He's almost there, inshallah. 25 Jews already. Allah Ta'ala will make him see the day of the completion, inshallah. This is the encouragement, brothers, huffaz, those that will be reciting, we must say, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala protect them and make hifazat and safeguard them from bad, nazar-e-bad also, the people's evil eye. We all aspire that our children become huffaz, become ulama, become qurra. And this is the desire that each and every parent have. But this is the tarbiyah we should make as parents and send them in the hands of such ulama and qurra and such learning institutes where they will learn and sit in the company, something will rub on, inshallah. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a family and a household on earth. But who are these people? The sahaba inquired. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Hum ahlul Qur'an, ahlullahi wa khasatuh." The people of the Qur'an are scattered around the world. It is the barakat of these institutions. This Madrasa Tajweedul Qur'an humbly began in 2014 here in Madrasa Musalla Rahmaniya and Canon Musalla, not very far away. But the desire of Qari Sahib Damar Barakatuhum has been for many years teaching Qur'an, Tajweed and Qiraat. And you sit, Qari Sahib himself sat at the feet of Qari Ayub Ishaq Sahib Damar Barakatuhum of Darum Zakaria. He sat at the feet of his ustad, Qari Anis Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was a ustad in Falah Darain. Allah fill the qabr with noor. And then the silsila right to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there is a direct link to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by means of the Quran, by means of Tajweed and Qiraat, by means of Hadith as well. So to understand this, Allah reward young Hafiz Sahib, and to read in a majma is not easy. But the training and tarbiyah of the father Qari Sahib himself, and this every parent should have, that we should listen to our children at home, listen to the Quran, advise them all the time. We are the best people who will make tarbiyat of ourselves under a sheikh, then we can guide our own children because they look up to us. They look up to us, inshallah. The next item we have a Nazam by Hafiz Safwan Mutala. He's also a student of Madrasa Hamidiya, but he's a student of Qari Sahib at the Madrasa studying Qiraat and Tajweed. So we call upon him to recite a Nazam, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طاقوں میں سجایا جاتا ہوں طاقوں میں سجایا جاتا ہوں آنکھوں سے لگایا جاتا ہوں آنکھوں سے لگایا جاتا ہوں تعویز بنایا جاتا ہوں تعویز بنایا جاتا ہوں دھو دھو کے پلایا جاتا ہوں جزدان حریر و ریشم کے جزدان حریر و ریشم کے اور پھول ستارے چاندی کے اور پھول ستارے چاندی کے پھر عطر کی بارش ہوتی ہے پھر عطر کی بارش ہوتی ہے خوشبو میں بسایا جاتا ہوں خوشبو میں بسایا جاتا ہوں طاقوں میں سجایا جاتا ہوں آنکھوں سے لگایا جاتا ہوں جس طرح سے طوطا مینا کو جس طرح سے طوطا مینا کو
کچھ بول سکھائے جاتے ہیں، کچھ بول سکھائے جاتے ہیں، اس طرح پڑھایا جاتا ہوں، اس طرح پڑھایا جاتا ہوں، اس طرح سکھایا جاتا ہوں، اس طرح سکھایا جاتا ہوں۔ جب قولو قسم لینے کے لیے، جب قولو قسم لینے کے لیے تکرار کی نوبت آتی ہے، تکرار کی نوبت آتی ہے، پھر میری ضرورت پڑتی ہے، پھر میری ضرورت پڑتی ہے، ہاتھوں پہ اٹھایا جاتا ہوں، ہاتھوں پہ اٹھایا جاتا ہوں، طاقوں میں سجایا جاتا ہوں، طاقوں میں سجایا جاتا ہوں، آنکھوں سے لگایا جاتا ہوں۔ کس بزم میں مجھ کو بار نہیں، کس بزم میں مجھ کو بار نہیں، کس عرس میں میری دھوم نہیں، کس عرس میں میری دھوم نہیں، پھر بھی میں اکیلا رہتا ہوں، پھر بھی میں اکیلا رہتا ہوں، مجھ سا بھی کوئی مظلوم نہیں، مجھ سا بھی کوئی مظلوم نہیں، طاقوں میں سجایا جاتا ہوں، طاقوں میں سجایا جاتا ہوں، آنکھوں سے لگایا جاتا ہوں، تعویذ بنایا جاتا ہوں، تعویذ بنایا جاتا ہوں، دو دو کے پلایا جاتا ہوں، دو دو کے پلایا جاتا ہوں۔
The justice, there's a lament here. It's a very long thing. I can't give you the whole translation. The Quran Sharif supposed to be for the self, not for the shelves. تاقو میں سجایا جاتا ہوں. We have many shelves in our houses, in the masjid, alhamdulillah. Then they said we have the Quran used as a taweez. And brothers, nothing wrong is permissible. But Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen said, kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the best prescription he gave to the sahaba for any problem, he said, recite the Qur'an, implement the Qur'an, become an embodiment of the Qur'an, and promote the Qur'an. So it is permissible to wear the taweez, but we only want the Qur'an for taweez purposes. And the bigger the taweez the Maulana gives, so more barakat will come. But we are saying the lesson here is recite the day in morning Quran at home, in the shop, in the business, in the car, and you will see the barakat of that rather than placing a whole wall of taweez in your house. Place that taweez of the Quran that is in the nukush into the nufus, into our hearts, inshallah. Say inshallah. And this is the lesson we learned today from this juzdan hareer, okay, silk juzdans, beautiful juzdans our mothers make, our grandmothers make, and beautiful cover. But more than that is the pages that we should recite and implement in our hearts. Don't just read it parrot fashion. Study under a qari and read it correctly. Learn the tajweed and take the lessons of the Quran. And a lot of us, we have this habit, take qasam on the Quran. We take an oath. Quran is not only for that so cheap, brothers. Take an oath in the name of Allah, but speak the truth. We hold the Quran, yet we speak lies. So this is what we are saying. Take the lesson from this nazam, that so much of pain and dard is given in this, that don't let the Quran lament. Be an embodiment of the Quran. Promote the Quran. Become an ambassador of the Quran. The next we have a qiraat by Hafiz Usama Jadwat, also a student of qiraat and tajweed at Madrasa Tajweedul Quran, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم إنه لقرآن كريم في كتاب مكنون لا يمسه إلا المطهرون تنزيل من رب العالمين أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون وتجعلون رزقكم أنكم تكذبون فلولا إذا بلغت الحلقوم وأنتم حينئذ تنظرون ونحن أقرب إليه منكم ولكن لا تبصرون فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم وأما إن كان من أصحاب اليمين فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين وأما إن كان من المكذبين الضالين فنزل من حميم وتصلية جحيم إن هذا لهو حق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم صدق الله العظيم
جزاكم الله الله تعالى accept very very important to learn the Quran with tajweed. You learn it under the guidance of a qari and then to recite the Quran correctly, and this is mushafahatan from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to listen, and he used to recite again. That is how he taught the Sahaba. Inshallah, we call upon Hazrat Moana Qari Naeem Mutala Sahib Damar Barakatuhum to give us some advice, inshallah, and nasiha on the importance of this jalsa in the Quran Kareem.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله، وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, ulama-i kiram, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, indeed tonight is a very joyous night, a very joyous occasion. You and I have gathered here tonight because of our love for the Qur'an Majid. This is what has brought us here in this masjid tonight, to witness the completion of the Qur'an Majid by 9 youngsters who have committed the Qur'an to memory. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا اجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِلَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَحَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهِ. Whenever there's a gathering in any of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever there is a gathering in any of the masajid, and the sole purpose is to learn and teach the Qur'an, to listen to the Qur'an being recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angels surround such a gathering. Sakina, peace, tranquility comes down and descends upon this gathering. Angels throng this gathering. Allah's special mercy envelops this gathering. And Allah actually remembers this gathering in the gathering of the angels. Allah talks about these people and Allah boasts about you and I who have gathered here for His sake. Allah boasts about us to the angels. So indeed this is a very great occasion. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, when some wealth had come from Iraq, so his attendant, his khadim, had out of excitement said, look at the fadl and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala said, yes, it is the fadl and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but more greater than this, and in fact, real fadl, grace, and real mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what Allah talks about in the Holy Quran, in the 57th and 58th verse of Surah Yunus, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. O people, admonishment has come to you from your Rabb. In other words, Allah has sent down this Qur'an. This Qur'an is full of advices. مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a cure for all the spiritual maladies one has in the heart. It removes the kufr, the shirk. Allah ta'ala, through the Holy Qur'an, Allah establishes Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This penetrates the person's heart. He has no doubt in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The spiritual maladies of pride, anger, jealousy, malice, all these things are eradicated from his heart when he follows the Qur'an. It is shifa'u lima fi sudur wa hudaw wa rahma. It is guidance, it is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرُحُوا. This is fadl and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassirin have mentioned various interpretations of what is the grace of Allah when Allah talks about fadl in this verse, when Allah talks about mercy. But many of them have mentioned fadl of Allah, the grace of Allah refers to iman, to Islam that Allah has bestowed you and I with. And rahmat of Allah, Allah's mercy is the Qur'an Majeed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down to us. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Allah actually says that this is such a thing that should create joy in us. And we should be rejoicing about having Qur'an and Islam. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Far better than any of the material things a person can gather. More greater than any of the precious treasures of this world a person can gather. Far greater than that is learning the Qur'an, teaching the Qur'an, committing the Quran by memory. And this is what we are going to witness just now, inshallah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned a hafiz of the Quran. He is actually hamilu rayatil Islam. He is holding the flag of Islam. He is the flag bearer of Islam. One who is a hafiz of the Quran, he is the flag bearer of the Quran, of Islam. In another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned ashrafu ummati hamalatul Quran. The honored people of my ummah, the people of nobility, dignity, are those who are the huffaz of the Quran and Majid. So indeed, this is a very great honor that these youngsters have learned the Quran and Majid by heart. The sacrifices they made, early hours of the morning they had to go to madrasa. When all the other people are fast asleep, they had to open the Quran and learn. And hamrao the sabak and door. And then after that, immediately after that, barely any time, and they're rushing off to school, sometimes hardly even having something to eat as for breakfast. They go to school, the entire day at school, immediately after that, back at madrasa in the afternoon, finishing off just before maghrib, then going home, and then the schoolwork, the homework, and again learning the Quran. They made sacrifices in the weekends, in the holidays, when all the other friends used to go out, these huffaz made sacrifices. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them such a reward. Riwayat in Kanzul Umal, ulama have mentioned that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry, displeased with something, and then when he looks at the hafiz of the Quran, tamla'u ridhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger actually subsides. Allah's anger subsides. So a hafiz of the Quran is held in great esteem in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is with the noble angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we heard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some very special people. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah has some people who are of His household, whom Ahlul Qur'an. These are the ones who learn the Qur'an by heart. Ahlul Qur'an. Ahlullah wa khasatu. They are the friends of Allah. They are actually the friends of Allah. The VIP people. The special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we say, He's my khas friend. He's my very special friend. So these people are very special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the hafiz of the Quran. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the gist of this hadith, which appears in Mishkat Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the angels declare when they heard the Quran, they say, Tuba li ummatin, glad tidings, mubarakbad, be to that ummat upon whom the Quran will be revealed. Tuba li ummatin nazala alayhim al-Qur'an. And then Tuba lil ajwaf allati tahmilu hadha. Mubarakbad. Congratulations be to those bosoms, those hearts that will bear the Quran, will commit the Quran to memory. And Tuba lil alsina allati tantiqu bihadha. And mubarakbad to all those tongues who will be busy engaged in reciting this Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the hafiz of the Quran in great esteem. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three particular persons have been mentioned where Rasulullah sallam talks very highly of. And the hadith actually says, إِنَّ مِنْ إِجْلَالِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The various ways of showing honor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But amongst some of the ways of honoring Allah, is ikram adhi shaybati al-Muslim. Honoring an elderly person, that white beard, and we honor and respect that elderly person. And then the second person, وَحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ غَيْرِ الْغَالِي فِيهِ وَجَافِي عَنْهِ, which needs a lengthy explanation, but simply means that hafiz of the Qur'an, who recites the Qur'an correctly, and he does not abandon the Qur'an. And then, the person who honors and respects a just ruler. So these three persons, if one honors them, then in reality he is honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A hafiz of the Quran in the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him far more than those people who are begging Allah and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the Quran has preoccupied this person. Whenever he gets a free time, takes his Quran and he's busy reciting his Quran. He's learning his sabak. He's learning his door. He's revising the Quran. So he does not even get time like the other people to come and make lengthy du'as. Allah says, أَعْطِيْتُهُ I give him أَفْضَلَ مَا أُعْطِي السَّائِلِينَ far more greater than those who are begging and asking me for fulfillment of their desires and du'as. Allah says, this Hafiz of the Quran, because he's preoccupied, I will give him more than those who are begging from me. Such are the favors of the Hafiz of the Quran. One hadith says that a Hafiz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him full benefit of his aql until he passes away. Ulama explain, a Hafiz of the Quran will never become senile. What a great favor. A Hafiz of the Quran will never become senile. Yes, he may get sick, some affliction of some type of disease, but he will never become senile. Allah will keep his brain intact. Allah will keep his brain fresh. His mind will be fresh. This is from the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then for him there will be nur in the dunya also, and provision for him in the akhirat. In the qabr, when he will be placed in the qabr will address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the qabr will say that I cannot eat the body of this Hafiz of the Quran, because, oh Allah, he's got your Quran in his bosom, in his heart. On the day of Qiyamah, this Quran will intercede on behalf of the Hafiz of the Quran. And then 10 such persons upon whom Jahannam had become wajib, compulsory, from his family. So 10 people from the family of the Hafiz of the Quran who were destined for Jahannam because of their wrongdoings, Allah will allow this Hafiz of the Quran to intercede on behalf of those 10 persons, and he will then lead them out of Jahannam into paradise. What a great favor. And therefore, we should encourage our young ones to become Hafiz of the Quran. But there is a condition to this, and inshallah we'll explain that condition. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call upon the Hafiz of the Quran. And Allah will call upon the parents of the Hafiz of the Quran. They made great sacrifices. The mother makes a lot of sacrifice. In fact, sometimes far more than the father. If you see in many of the madaris in the morning, who is dropping the Hafiz to the madrasa? It's the mother. It's Fajr time. Sometimes before Fajr, she's busy dropping the child off. In the afternoon also, she's picking the child. She's dropping the child. And the very first thing any mother, any parent will ask, but you knew your sabak today? Did you know your door today? So they are always worried. And therefore it's a happy occasion for the parents of these young ones. And of course the asatiza, the ustad who made mehnat, who sacrificed his own comfort so that this Hafiz could learn the Qur'an Majid. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call the parents of this Hafiz. Ulbisa walidahu tajan yawm al-qiyamah. Allah will crown them. Allah will give them such a crown. The brilliance of that crown will outshine the brilliance of the sun. Had the sun come into our homes with all its radiance, it is nothing compared to the crown that the parent, the mother and the father of the Hafiz of the Quran will get in paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explained, can you imagine what the Hafiz of the Quran, what he will get? In one riwayat it is mentioned, Allah will give him garments of karama, garments of nobility. Allah will honor this Hafiz of the Quran. And Allah will tell him, اقرأ وارتقي ورتل, recite and ascend in Jannah and read in the most beautiful manner with tartil. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتَكَ, your final position in paradise, you will carry on reciting and reciting, and you'll be ascending and ascending and ascending. And where you stop, the last verse you read, that will be your position in paradise. Imagine going higher and higher and higher. There is one riwayat, in Jannat, there is a river called Rayyan. And upon this beautiful river is a city which is studded with pearls and emeralds. And it has 70,000 doors made of gold and silver. And this is exclusive for the Hafiz of the Quran. My respected brothers and elders, we can go on enumerating the virtues of the Hafiz of the Quran. We have very limited time because there are 9 boys completing the Hafiz of the Quran. We've got dua to make and we don't have much time till Adhan. But a few important advices to these Hufaz and myself and all the other Hufaz and those who will become Hufaz-i-Kiram. Very few important advices. The very first thing the Hafiz should do tonight, if he has not already done so, recite 2 rakat nafil shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2 rakats of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, it is only through your favor upon me. There are millions of people who desire to become Hafiz of the Quran. Allah actually handpicked you. Allah selected you. What a great honor. I know of so many people wish that they were Hafiz of the Quran. But Allah actually chose you. So make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the very second important thing is, ensure that you establish your 5 times salah. Hafiz of the Quran and his salat is discarded. It doesn't gel. Allah has chosen your heart to put his Mubarak Kalam in the verse that I recited. If this Quran had to be revealed upon the mountains, you'll find the mountains crumbling into pieces. Huge mountains. They cannot bear the weight of the Quran. And Allah chose the sina, the bosom and the heart of the Hafiz to place his Quran-i-Majid, his Kalam. And what is the virtue of the Kalam of Allah over all other speech? فَضْلُ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَلَامِ كَفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ. The virtue of Allah's Quran, Allah's Kalam over any other speech in the world is like the virtue of Allah over his creation. So Allah has chosen your heart. Therefore establish 5 times salat. Then the door of the Quran. Now comes the real test when you have to revise your Quran-i-Majid. Every single day you have to make door. And therefore Rasulullah SAW has mentioned ta'ahadu al-Quran. Preserve the Quran. Make door of the Quran. فَوَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَهُوَ أَشَّدُ تَفَصِّيًا مِنَ الْإِبِلِ فِي عُقُلِهَا. The Quran escapes faster from the heart of a Hafiz of the Quran if he is neglectful. He does not make door properly. It escapes even more quicker than when a camel breaks loose from its string. Can we retrieve such a camel that breaks loose from its rope or the string that is tied with and it breaks loose? Can any person go and catch that camel? It's impossible. Faster than that is when the Quran escapes from the heart of that Hafiz of the Quran who discards the Quran after learning the Quran. How many a person says, Marana, I become Hafiz of Quran, but I just forgot my Quran. The punishment is so severe, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that the sawab, the virtues of my ummah, were presented to me. And likewise, the sins of my ummah were presented to me. And when the sins of my ummah were presented to me, I never saw anything more severe. And I never saw any person giving a more severe punishment than that person who memorized any part of the Quran, whether it's a verse, a surah, or the entire Quran, and then he forgot it. In one riwayat, it is mentioned in the time of Mi'raj, Rasulullah saw that there was a person lying down. Another person comes and takes a boulder, heavy rock, and smashes his head. And who was this person who was being smashed, whose head was being smashed? That person who was a Hafiz of the Quran, but then he discarded the Quran, he did not make door of the Quran, and he forgot the Quran-i-Majid. Therefore, our madrasa, we have got to keep going back to the madrasa. Keep going back and making door of the Quran-i-Majid. Not only Ramadan time, that now you have to perform Taraweeh, and then the entire day reciting Quran. No, every single day, we should be making door of the Quran-i-Majid. Then of course, having good company. And this is something that all of us have to be very concerned about, especially a Hafiz of the Quran. يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ يُعْرَفَ بِلَيْلِهِ وَالنَّاسُ نَائِمُونَ. A Hafiz is different. A Hafiz of the Quran, you see the difference between him and any other person. Another person is fast asleep at night, all of us asleep. A Hafiz of the Quran is engaged in tahajjud salat. يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ يُعْرَفَ بِنَهَارِهِ. And during the day, إِذَا النَّاسُ Muftirun. People are busy engaged in eating and drinking. Hafiz of the Quran, you will find one salient quality of his. Allah give all of us a tawfiq that generally when others are not fasting, talking about besides Ramadan, you'll find the Hafiz of Quran many times he's keeping roza. When everybody else is making merriment and they're rejoicing, a Hafiz is showing huzn. He has his grief and concern about his akhirat. He has a worry about his amal. He is crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِبُكَائِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ يَفْرَحُونَ إِذَا النَّاسُ يَضْحَكُونَ. When people are busy gossiping and indulging in chit-chat, and every other youngster is busy with his cell phone, Hafiz of the Qur'an, he's engaged in tilawat of the Qur'an. You can see the khushu and khudu in him. Ulama of the past, Salaf al-Salihin, say that when a person, when he begins to learn ilm, within a few days you see the effect of ilm in his life. You see khashiyat in him. You see humility in him. You see that God, Allah consciousness in him. You see the ta'alluq he has created with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what all of us have to create, that we become Allah walas. Ahlul Qur'an, ahlullahi wa khasatuh. A poet says, أَجِبْتُ مِنْ جِسْمٍ وَصِحَةٍ وَمِنْ فَتَنْ يَنَامُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ. He says, I'm shocked at a person who's got a very good, strong body. And many of the youngsters know that they go to the gym and so much of bench press you do. I know about these things. I've done it also. And they start pumping iron and they look very nice. MashaAllah. And they look very, very outward appearance, very good looking. But the person is fast asleep when it comes to Fajr time. He says, وَالْمَوْتُ لَا تُؤْمَنُ خَطَفَاتُهُ فِي ظُلَمِ اللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. He says, nobody is free and nobody is free from the effects of maut. When maut comes, maut snatches the person. When the time is up, no matter who you are, it comes at the darkness of the night when everybody is fast asleep, whether you're the Hafiz of the Qur'an or not Hafiz of the Qur'an. So while you will be worried about your physical body and your physical strength, the spiritual strength, that is absolutely important, that a person must polish his heart. And he must stay away from every type of guna and vice and evil. Stay away from evil company. Do not associate with those people who are taking drugs. Those people who are busy going on an excursion and they're doing haram things. You have to be worried that I am going to stand on the musalla. I will be the imam of people. And I have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah has selected me and Allah has honored me, how should I then show my gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala used to say, لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا لَمَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. If only our hearts were pure and clean, we'll never become satiated with the recitation of the Qur'an Majeed. So inshallah we make dua and we congratulate all these huffaz and the parents and the asatiza, and Allah Ta'ala increase this madrasa from strength to strength. Allah Ta'ala grant all ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Allah Ta'ala make them true flag bearers of Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Jazakumullah. Allah Ta'ala qubool the khidmat of Fadhil Mawana as well. MashaAllah. A lot of excitement among the huffaz. But we're going to witness now a miracle. This mu'ajiza of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it came from the arsh of Allah. It came into the hearts of Rasulullah and Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, and this chain now is continuing till Qiyamah and in Jannah, inshallah, as Mawlana explained. And we have the Holy Quran, we know 30 juz, 114 surahs, 6,326 ayat, 86,430 words, 3,202,670 huruf. And for every letter, one alif, you get 10 sawab. Imagine all the sawab now. So the last hadith I want to quote, when a person passes away, he leaves behind three things that are recurring. One is a pious child. We made our child Hafiz, alhamdulillah. Now make him muttaqi. Take him in the sohbat of the ulama, the qurra, the sulaha. And send him in the path of Allah and join good company for him. Don't we desire that, inshallah. All our children must be such, so obedient they become, that when we die, at least they will read one Yasin, inshallah. Say inshallah, brothers. Make the children the coolness of our eyes. This is the best ta'weez you can give them, best nasihat we can give them. Waladin salihin yad'u lahu, leave behind pious children. Ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. The ulama, the qurra, the huffaz are seated daily, morning, afternoon, evening, making dua for their students. The parents made dua to see this night, tonight, the day of completion. You got the title, Hafizul Qur'an. People will call you that. You will stand on the musalla. But become an ambassador of the Qur'an. This knowledge must not be limited. You must study further the sciences. Become a alim, become a qari, and promote the Qur'an, inshallah. And the third thing is sadaqah jariyah. Make tabligh of the Quran. Don't sit with the Quran. We believe in the Quran. We listen to the Quran. We like to hear good qurra, to reciting the Quran, the imams of the haram reciting Quran. But take the du'as of our parents, our mashayikh, your ustad, and listen to them. You will see where you will go, inshallah. And we hope that these huffaz grow from strength to strength, inshallah. 9 students will be completing, inshallah. Just to call out all the names, then one by one we will call them. Hafiz Ahmad Badshah, son of Salim Badshah. Hafiz Muhammad Huzaifa Mullah, son of Shamsuddin Mullah. Hafiz Muhammad Siddiq Sharfuddin, son of Razak Sharfuddin. Hafiz Ahmad Mullah, son of Dr. Muhammad Mullah. Hafiz Muhammad Khan, son of Junaid Khan. Hafiz Hashim Qadir, son of Hafiz Abdurrahman Qadir. Hafiz Muhammad Vauda, son of Mahmoud Vauda. Hafiz Zahir Randri, son of Hafiz Ismail Randri. And Hafiz Bilal Kaka, the son of Ismail Kaka. We call upon the first Hafiz al-Quran, Hafiz Ahmad Badshah, to come to the minbar, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahus samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
اللهم زيد فزيد حافظ محمد حذيفة ملا son of شمس الدين ملا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين، الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون، أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
الله تعالى accept ما شاء الله. حافظ محمد صديق شرف الدين، son of رزاق شرف الدين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق، من شر ما خلق، ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب، ومن شر النفاثات في العقد، ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
حافظ احمد ملا صنف دكتور محمد ملا.
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. حافظ محمد خان son of Junaid Khan, the student of Maulana Muhammad Motala as well.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
اللہ مزید مزید حافظ ہاشم قادر سن اف حافظ عبد الرحمن قادر.
اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم قل هو اللہ احد اللہ الصمد لم یلد ولم یولد ولم یکن له کفوا احد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
اللهم زيد فزيد حافظ محمد باودا son of حافظ محمود باودا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم
Hafiz Zahir Rendri, son of Hafiz Ismail Rendri.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله الله مزيد دلاس حافظ حافظ بلال كاكا صنع في اسماعيل كاكا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله. Everybody say ما شاء الله. We are happy that these huffaz have recited. Everything must be isale sawab inshallah. And we make dua that one day when we die, somebody will recite for us inshallah. We want to culminate with the dua by Hadhrat Maulana Naeem Sahab. Then after that, Qari Sahab will give out some certificate to the students inshallah.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان ويا منان اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله ماري غناؤكم معا فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ فرگیو اس مہ اللہ یا اللہ آن دس مبارک اوکیشن یا اللہ یا اللہ وین وی ہیو وٹنس یا اللہ نائن یانگسٹرز کمپلیٹنگ دا قرآن مجید ٹو میموری مائی اللہ یا اللہ یو چوز دیم مائی اللہ یا اللہ بلیس آل آف دیم یا اللہ ایکسیپٹ دی حفظ آف دا قرآن مجید مائی اللہ یا اللہ ایکسیپٹ دیم دی اساتذہ دی پیرنٹس دی فیملی ممبرز مائی اللہ یا اللہ آل دوز ہو ہیو کم ہیئر ٹونائٹ مائی اللہ ڈونٹ ڈیپرائیو اینی پرسن آف یور بلیسنگز اینڈ مرسی مائی اللہ Ya Allah bless all his huffaz kiram ya Allah with afiyat salamati hifazat izzat aman chain sukoon rahat protection your ma'rifat your qurb yaqeen your dhat give them the sweetness of iman keep them on taqwa and istiqamat may Allah ya Allah make them true flag bearers of islam may Allah ya Allah help them to make the door of the quran ya majid make them be true leaders ya Allah ya Allah protect them from all types of guna and sin may Allah ya Allah forgive all of us may Allah Every single sin we committed, Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, kabair, saghair, whatever gunas we committed, my Allah, you are watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Help us, my Allah. Help the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ummat bohat pareshan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, duas are accepted the time of the khatam of the Qur'an Majid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, with the barakat, Ya Allah, of the hifz of the Qur'an and Majid, that these youngsters have done, my Allah. Ya Allah, and all those people who have assembled here tonight, my Allah. And those who are listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove the conditions, Ya Allah, the plight and the conditions, Ya Allah, of our brothers and sisters, Ya Allah, in Syria especially, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no homes anymore, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no clothing, they've got no food, my Allah. Ya Allah, young children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they made shaheed, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have become yateem, my Allah. Where do they go to, my Allah? You have provided so much for us, my Allah. Still we are not making shukr to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon someone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, some elderly person sitting here today. Some masoom child, my Allah. Ya Allah, send that nusrat that you sent to the time of battle of Badr, Ya Allah. Send those angels down, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, where are they going to be refugees, my Allah? Ya Allah, they're living in tents, my Allah. In camps, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no clean water to drink, my Allah. Ya Allah, how long they are going to suffer, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. You are Aziz and Hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so loving and so kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make the non-Muslims see the truth of Islam, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us good akhlaq, my Allah. It is because of our doings, Ya Allah, that they are suffering, my Allah. Forgive every single ummati of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring us into Sirat al-Mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman. Make us, Ya Allah, make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Bari al-Jannatul Baqi. The Shafa'at of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Hudi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us all enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our offspring, our progeny, my Allah, our friends, Musallis, Mutalliqeen, Mashayikh, our students, our ulama. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, whatever jaiz murad we have tonight, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Fulfill all our jaiz murad and desires. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our sustenance, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. So many young and old have got cancer, my Allah. Remove the bimari, my Allah. You are Shafi, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Marhumin, ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Perhaps some hafiz tonight, my Allah. Some family member of his has passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be such, ya Allah, that you protect that family member from the azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, accept the asatiza, ya Allah, who taught these students, my Allah. Accept their parents, my Allah. Accept these youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept their madrasa, my Allah. And all the other madaris in the world, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Jazakumullah. And Jazakallah to everybody on behalf of Qari Qasim Mutala and the Asatiza for attending this Jalsa and making it a success. Allah Ta'ala reward all of us abundantly, inshaAllah.